This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A judge is expected to hand down a sentence this afternoon for one of the perpetrators in last year's shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. More than a dozen teachers, victims, and family members testified today about the lasting pain that Alec McKinney caused when he shot into a British literature classroom last year. McKinney was 16 at the time of the shooting, but will be sentenced as an adult. He faces around 40 years or more in the crime. His co-defendant Devin Erickson goes on trial in September. Republican Senator Cory Gardner joined Ivanka Trump, the daughter and an advisor to the president, at an early childhood care facility and preschool in Greenwood Village today. After the event, Gardner said he'd like to see more money for more COVID-19 testing in the next federal coronavirus relief package.
This would create a national diagnostics and testing plan working with local and federal agencies to help prevent that outbreak and the shutdowns that are consequent from that.
Gardner also says he supports another round of direct federal payments to Americans and an extension of unemployment insurance benefits, but he did not specify dollar amounts. Annual passes to state parks and fishing license sales are both up in Colorado. The state now has a policy that requires people to buy a license to fish or hunt in order to access some hiking trails on some state land, like wildlife areas. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports more than 550,000 daily park passes were sold in the first half of the year. It's 89 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.